Greetings, I'm Sybilla Mann, and this is Why Is That?, where WMUK answers your questions about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what's caught your eye at WMUK.org. Kalamazoo is known for things it's manufactured: guitars, taxicabs, lots of paper. But it's also got an agricultural claim to fame as America's one-time celery city. In the first half of the 20th century, Kalamazoo shipped trainloads of celery far and wide. In 2017, retired carpenter Carl Bussema told WMUK about growing up working his grandparents' Kalamazoo celery farm in the 1930s and 40s.
It was a long process from the time it was planted to the time it was harvested. And in my day, we bleached all the celery,
covering the plants with boards.
They would be yellow or yellow-green, a light color.
Bussema, who died in 2019, age 95, said he used to find the green celery at the grocery store unappetizing.
It didn't taste good to us going from yellow to green.
The yellow celery tasted better.
Sweeter.
Sweeter.
Yes.
Celery farming has all but disappeared in Kalamazoo. Listener Lorraine Alden wants to know why, and how did it get so popular to begin with? Now, Kalamazoo was just one center of celery growing in West Michigan, and celery is still farmed in the region, including in Van Buren County. Jake Wilbrandt grows about 100 acres of celery at his farm near the village of Decatur. Standing in his front office, Wilbrandt says celery farming is a family tradition that goes back to his great-great-grandfather, who started in Muskegon County around 1870.
He moved into Muskegon for the lumber industry, but his neighbor was a celery grower, so he learned from his neighbor, and it just kind of blossomed from there.
Wilbrandt says the families raised other crops, onions.
At one point there was carrots, but the one steady crop was always celery.
And what made you stick with celery? I mean, your family.
I don't know. I enjoy it.
Wilbrandt's great-great-grandfather immigrated from the Netherlands, and so did Carl Bussema's celery farming grandparents. No coincidence, Wilbrandt says. Celery likes a rich, moist soil, a muck soil.
And the Dutch immigrants moved into Michigan, and these pockets of muck soil were swamps.
And farmers in the low-lying Netherlands knew how to turn wetland into farmland.
And get access to the rich muck soils around Kalamazoo, around Decatur, around Hudsonville area. There's different pockets in the state.
The sweet, crunchy Michigan celery caught on with the public. Wilbrandt says it became a faddish health food, the base of tonics and elixirs. He says the celery grown in the U.S. today isn't quite the same as what Michigan farmers raised 100 years ago. Modern celery was crossed with its relative, celeriac, for blight resistance.
You couldn't blanch it anymore. It had a very bitter flavor.
Wilbrandt says new varieties are much better, but still not as sweet as they used to be. Pests and disease played a role in the decline of Michigan's celery industry. But also, by the mid-20th century, Michigan growers had stiff competition from California, which had more forgiving weather for celery growing. California now grows about 9/10 of the country's celery. But Michigan is still the second largest U.S. celery producer, with annual crops worth about $20 million, according to the Michigan Celery Cooperative. And some of that celery is grown on Wilbrandt's farm. We drive a short distance from the office to the field, where the air smells like celery. We walk across soil that's pitch black to the plants a field crew is harvesting one by one. They're followed by tractors piled with waxed cardboard boxes for packing. Wilbrandt takes an L-shaped knife, cuts a stalk, and trims the top.
Look at that. That took about maybe 15 seconds, and you've got what looks like celery that you would buy at the store. Very tidy. Yeah, with that cut across the top.
Should be done faster than 15 seconds. These guys are a lot better than me.
It was probably faster than that.
And since Wilbrandt says the stalks taste best right out of the field.
Oh, yeah.
If you grow it to the proper stage, you know, a lot of people complain about the stringiness of celery and the bitterness. You don't really see that in this, do you?
No, this doesn't taste bitter at all.
And you don't get strings stuck in your teeth?
Not so far, no. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No.
Share your questions for Why's That at our website. For WMUK, I'm Sybilla Mann.